Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. The risen Lord said, "But I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you whose teaching is like that of Balaam, who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel." These letters to the churches in Revelation are wonderfully straightforward and personal. The risen Lord didn't beat about the bush. He identified that the Christians in Pergamon had much to commend them. They'd been loyal to the Lord in the face of great opposition, but they weren't perfect. They were living in a society that was full of idolatrous practices, and they weren't standing up against them in the way that they should have been. I wonder what the risen Lord makes of your church. What would he be commending? What might his complaints be? Let me make it easier for you by reminding you that your church, good as it may well be, isn't perfect. It has room for growth, and every church needs to be willing to hear the truth so that it can come up with a plan for its development. Over the years, I've been involved in a number of consultation processes to help churches step back and hear how they could move forward. In my experience, this definitely needs to be done with the help of people from outside the church. Those who know a church really well rarely have the ability to make honest and objective observations. This is done in a loving and encouraging way. It can be a rejuvenating process for the whole life of the church. We're inclined to get settled into a pattern of life, aren't we? And we can be very defensive when someone suggests that we should change. I recall a church which met at the unusual time of 10:15 a.m. every Sunday morning. While there's nothing wrong with that, I found it curious, and so I asked why. The answer was that it related to the time that the train arrived at the nearby railway station. Good answer, apart from the fact that the train hadn't come at that time for the last 30 years. We all need to listen to the truth, however sharp its edge is. We need to be gracious enough to receive words of encouragement, but at the same time, humble enough to hear how things need to be changed. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you always speak to us with love and grace. Help us to be willing to listen to you and to bring our lives in line with your will. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.